reloading for 2012.
The next step.
It's the start of the next round.
In 2012.
Be back next year, I'm sure.
2012.
What happens next?
Good morning, Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry. This is the last day, and of course I'm here with Celeste. Well, all this week, we're talking to folks all across the spectrum about what the future holds for 2012 in our series called Flash Forward. Today we're talking entertainment, and who better to talk about entertainment than somebody who knows exactly what he wants out of his audience. Listen.
Don't yell out during the show. If you have something you want to say to me, totally, this is what we do. We write it down, and then you go outside in the lobby, and then you go home and you kill yourself. Because that's selfish. Don't text or Twitter during the show. Just live your life. Don't keep telling people what you're doing. Just because also, it lights up your big dumb face.
Well, that clip you just heard, you probably recognize it, is from Louis C.K.'s new full-length special, Live at the Beacon Theater. Now, Louis produced the special independently, distributed it himself exclusively online at his website, louisck.net.
You've seen it if you spent your $5.
And we're going to get to the $5 and who pays it and who doesn't. Now, since its release on December 10th, a lot of people have paid their $5 to Celeste, because he's earned over $1 million. Louis C.K. joins us now. Welcome back to The Takeaway, Louis.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning. You're up early. We appreciate it. Louis, we're going to get to the Beacon Show in just a minute, but we've got our big future series here. And I want to start off by asking you sort of the big picture question. What do you think is going to be the biggest change in the future of entertainment and performance this year since you've been innovating?
Well, I mean, it still has the same trajectory of whether stuff is going to be good or not, you know, or funny or entertaining. So that's the backbone, you know. No matter how you distribute it, it still has to be funny. So hopefully, this will be a good year in that sense. But I don't know. I think over this year, some things will stay the same and some things will change. Some people will probably do this online stuff more.
Now, you change things by doing this online stuff, and you're really the first person to do it in a big way. And this is kind of what we want to drill down on a little bit, because this was innovative. You produced the Beacon Show. You distributed it. You went around all the big guys and asked for $5 a pop, right? You've made $1 million. You get a lot of pushback from people on this? I mean, you're cutting a lot of people out here, man.
Well, I mean, no, I don't know. I probably angered some people that I haven't seen yet. You know, it's been the holidays, so I've been with my family, and they didn't mind at all the extra Christmas presents. But yeah, I don't know. I'm probably making somebody mad, but I'm not out to get anybody. I'm just not using anybody unnecessary. You know, like sometimes companies get mad when they have to hire employees to make unions happy that they don't need. So this kind of goes in the other direction. I don't really need these companies. They just weren't necessary. I wasn't aggressively trying to cut anybody out. It just didn't make any sense to go through people that were only going to gum up the works. I've made money on stand-up specials before, but never $1 million that's literally in my bank account as people buy the thing.
We're speaking with Louis C.K., a comedian, and now the million-dollar man. Since we're talking about the future here, Louis, let's talk about politics. You know, are you aware of this Twitter handle, Louis C.K. for president?
Oh, God, let's abolish that right away, please. That would be a,
so this isn't your
that would be a sad day for this station.
This isn't your secret ploy to try to get into politics.
No, I have very poor judgment, and I sleep erratic sleeping patterns, and I often go into donut comas. I don't think any of that is good for a president.
Sound like the ideal candidate, actually.
But yeah, but you're a plain speaker, Louis. That might do well. You know, I'm going to ask you, there's been all this pushback on comedians. Somebody on Fox News just came to the defense of Bill Maher, saying that comedians have to be judged by a different standard. You can't come down on them from what they say because they're trying to be funny. And I wonder what your response is to that. Do you think comedians have a different kind of set of rules that govern whether you're offensive or not?
Not at all. I mean, I think if an individual, it's silly to take what a comedian says seriously and to read it back like a court reporter as if it was a statement, because, jokes are subtle things. But I don't think it's unexpected, and I don't think any of us are immune to it. Like, we don't have some kind of immunity. So, but, you know, you're going to upset people when you say certain stuff, but that's okay. That's the part, I think, that's up to the comedian, to let everybody get mad and folks go on Fox News and on CNBC and say bad things and good things about you. And then you go on to the next day of your life. It doesn't, you don't have to apologize. You don't have to do anything. You just weather the storm.
But is it better for the comedian to kind of stir up that kind of publicity or discussion, to say something purposely?
I certainly think so, because I think talking is always healthy. So I think even if it's rancorous or angry talk, you know, whenever a comedian says something that upsets a group, they all of a sudden have a microphone to go out there and say that how upset they are and about their values. And then the people who defend the comedian get their chance. I don't think there's anything wrong with any of that. It's just talk. And spirited and angry talk is very healthy for, you know, public discourse. We're all trying to figure something out, it always feels like. So, you know, I think it's funny how this guy Tebow gets all these people really angry just by being faithful. Like, people get so mad at him. So, you know, Bill Maher makes a mean joke, and then he gets attacked. And we're all talking. Talking's good. It's group therapy for the nation.
Louis C.K., you went on another radio show on Opie and Anthony on Sirius XM and famously forced the former Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, to laugh at himself a little bit, or at least to not get mad. Let me play some tape because I want to ask you a little bit about comedians and politicians.
There's still those people out there that think, you know, Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney are actually lizards from outer space.
Yeah, that's true.
Who eat human flesh. I don't know if anybody's ever asked you directly, sir, but are you a lizard?
I don't think
are
he's
you
a lizard.
Actually, can you just please give that a straight answer? Are you a lizard person?
Louis a little left-leaning,
no,
sir.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Let him answer. Are you a lizard?
No, you're getting journalistic on Donald Rumsfeld there, asking him if he's a lizard. Louis, I heard you on one of the late night shows saying that you're coming to Washington this summer, right, to do some comedy in front of the politicians and the TV and radio press.
I am. I'm hosting the Congressional Correspondents' Dinner of the radio, whatever it is. I don't even know what it is. I don't remember agreeing to do it, but I guess I'm doing it, and I guess we'll see how that goes.
I got a pretty good feeling that Donald Rumsfeld is going to be in the audience. I'll be there.
He might be. I mean, I guess we'll have some Congress people, and sometimes the president goes. Maybe once he sees my name on the ticket, he won't go. Though I'm not. It's not a good idea that I'm there at all. But I'll do it. I'll show up. I'll do anything for access. I like going to cool places, so I'm up for it.
Well, maybe you don't remember it because you were still in a donut coma. We're speaking with Louis C.K., comedian, writer who stars in the show. Louis, you know, I got to ask you this because it's kind of the most obvious question for you. We're heading, obviously, into the 2012 presidential election season. Who's the best candidate for comedians out of the GOP field?
God, I don't know. I can't tell with those guys. There's a new one every day. I guess that's hard to say. I think maybe maybe that Santorum guy. He's pretty intense.
He's the best one to make fun of?
He ain't kidding around. And Mitt Romney's kind of ridiculous, too. He's a big puppet head, and he's the guy you kind of want to punch in the face verbally just because of the look on his face. I have zero opinion politically, but when I look at Romney, I just start laughing.
And you got to be willing to go with the president, too, especially if you're going to be in Washington.
Oh, yeah. Well, I happen to really love this president. I'm hampered that way. I don't make jokes much about presidents anyway, because I find politics and all that stuff and democracy really fascinating. So I don't. It's not as funny to me. But I guess I'll have to come up with something.
Well, Louis C.K., the comedian and writer who stars in the show Louis. He's also going to be performing in Washington, which we in the press corps are happy about there. His newest comedy concert, Live at the Beacon, now available online at louisck.net. That's Louis with an S, even though you pronounce it Louis. For $5, you get his self-produced special Live at the Beacon. Louis, it's been a pleasure, man.
Thanks, guys.
Happy New Year.
You too.
We've been hearing this week about your 2012 New Year's resolution. I guess Louis C.K.'s is to come up with some jokes about the president. Here's Mandy's.
This is Mandy in Charleston, South Carolina, and my New Year's resolution for 2012 is to only eat meat where it's local and a local farm that I can go visit and see how the animals are raised.
Nice. Hugh writes this at our Facebook page. I resolve not to vote for a Republican at any level. Hmm. Okay, that's probably an easy one to fulfill. Give us your New Year's resolutions at 877-8MYTAKE or post to our website, thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee.
Don't forget to be open-minded when you make
that's
your resolutions.
Right.
I'm Todd Zwillick. In for John Hockenberry, this is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.